It's time for our weekly look at another Culleton, Cusack, and Warmerdam inquest jury recommendation with Executive Director of Lanark County Interval House, frequent guest here on Lake 88, Aaron Lee. Aaron, welcome back.
Good morning, Bob.
Always good to speak with you. We do want to let our listeners know that over the course of this conversation, we will refer to IPV several times. That is intimate partner violence. And of course, we are looking at another recommendation from the jury at the Culleton, Cusack, and Warmerdam inquest, which looked into ways to end violence against women, intergender violence, femicide, really a broad range that they are looking to end. Number nine reads, explore incorporating restorative justice and community-based approaches in dealing with appropriate IPV cases to ensure safety and best outcomes for survivors. This is an interesting one, Aaron. I think that the most important word in there is appropriate, because we know that a restorative justice approach doesn't always work in every case.
I would agree. I think the other critical word in this recommendation is explore. I think explore and appropriate are the key words in that particular recommendation. I think that many communities have restorative justice programs. I think we are lucky in our community to have Lanark County Community Justice Program. And I think you're absolutely right. I think that it is important that the folks who are making those decisions really assess quite specifically the eligibility for a case to be referred to restorative justice practice. And I think that in our community, we're able to have those conversations throughout the system. I think that it's a really big step to take. And I think Lanark County Community Justice has already been working with and exploring how to integrate IPV into the services they provide. And I do think that when there's a very initial incident, an incident that both parties are agreeable and the survivor is agreeable to participate actively in a process, that I think that as long as we are looking at all the red flags and reassessing as we go, I think that this could be a very appropriate way to deal with some perhaps first-time offenses. And certainly looking at our younger population who are just coming into relationships, I think that that's appropriate. I mean, obviously, in the case that the inquest focused on, that would not have been an appropriate choice systemically. But certainly, I think that what the jury is saying is where there is an opportunity to engage quickly, to engage early, and to not prolong a situation, explore this possibility.
Is it something that Lanark County Community Justice would be brought in on? Because they do have that incredible experience. And one of the things that we talked about last week was making sure that all justice system participants are trained and engage in a trauma-informed approach. In my conversations with them, they certainly have that. They can judge when it is an appropriate time to attempt this or to at least bring it up with a victim.
Absolutely. I think the team at Lanark County Community Justice, they approached us long before this inquest ever happened and said, can we have a conversation about integrating IPV into the work that we do? What are your thoughts? What are the barriers? What are your concerns? Here's our approach. They definitely are trained in trauma-informed approach, and they definitely want to work as partners alongside other agencies to ensure that they don't miss anything, we don't miss anything, and that our communication, as this category is about system approaches, collaboration, and communication, they want to make sure that they're communicating with the other providers in the community so that we don't miss something and that we make sure that this process is trauma-informed, is supportive of best possible outcomes for victims and for their safety.
Yeah, absolutely. And really, when we take a look at this, it just sort of fits into what's already being done in Lanark County. This isn't the first time that we've taken a look at one of these recommendations and said, you know what, we've got this in place already, or we're very close.
We are so fortunate in terms of the creative approach to working together in this rural community that when we have an issue and we need to lean on each other, sometimes it's me leaning on you, Bob, you leaning on me. when we need to lean into each other and ask for support and help and some creative direction, we do that, and we do it very, very well. So I am quite pleased when I look through the recommendations and I see, okay, some of this is already happening, and it was happening long before this tragic event happened. So how do we continue to build on that? And how do we express that further and support other communities who maybe don't have this recommendation integrated into the way that they do their work?
Yeah, and I think that that's a big part too, because, and I'm not saying that, Interval House and Lanark County and the services that we have here are the end all and be all. There's going to be some of these recommendations that we go over, and we do not have anything in place. And I think that's when communities working together will really advance this and really help everyone be playing on this level playing field with these resources that are just invaluable.
I agree with you, Bob. And I think one of the things you said that's really quite important, and I think we do well, is we try to keep our playing field even. And there is nobody who's better than or worse than. Everybody has their strengths. Everybody has creative ideas. And we need to be able to rely on each other to go for those things, and have those difficult conversations. And having difficult conversations in this community, when I look back 16 years, it was not as easy to pick up the phone and have a challenging and difficult conversation with a service provider or a partner agency or whomever. And I would say that the growth in our community in terms of our willingness, and I think that that's because we're very victim-centered, we're very client-centered, we're very much about the people who access our services are the ones who are directing their care. And if that means we have to have difficult conversations or in order for things to be improved for them, let's have those difficult conversations.
All right, we're going to leave it there for this week, but we will be back next week with another one, another look at another Colleton, Cusack, and Warmerdam inquest jury recommendation with Aaron Lee from Lanark County Interval House. Aaron, always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thanks very much.
I'm Bob Perot for Lake 88 and LanarkLeadsToday.ca.